Hello everyone. Today we're going to look at the expression six of one and half a dozen of the other. But before we have a look at how we can use this, let's have a look at what it actually means. It's made up of six of one, which is six, and the other part of the expression, half a dozen of the other. Now I'm sure you all know that a dozen is 12, so half a dozen is six. So six of one thing and half a dozen, meaning six, of another thing. So the expression means six of one thing and six of another thing. It's six of one and half a dozen of the other. Well, it's an informal expression that's used when there are two choices, and there is very little difference, or no difference at all, between either choice. For example, if I'm going on a journey, I could go on the motorway by car, or I could take the train. The motorway journey would usually take 2 hours, but I know that there are very bad traffic jams there because of roadworks, so the journey is liable to take 3 hours. The journey by train takes 2.5 hours, but it takes me 15 minutes to get to the train station, and it will take me 15 minutes to get from the train station when I arrive. So that journey will also take me 3 hours. So if I were discussing the possibilities, should I go by car, should I go by train, I could say, well, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. Very little difference in either choice. Another example of usage would be perhaps when two people are arguing, but neither person is right. Both are making very good points and both are getting into an argument. Who was wrong? Who was right? Well, it was six of one and half a dozen of the other. No real difference. They were both right, they were both wrong. So there you have it, an explanation of the informal expression, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. I hope you found that useful. Till next time, bye.